You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Dude, this is insane to me. All right, everybody, we have some incredibly dark news to report in this video. I also want to give a trigger warning because I'm going to be showing images of the sheer destruction that has happened to the country of Venezuela over the past 16 hours. Venezuela has been hit by two earthquakes in quick succession that has destroyed large portions of their capital, and now over 10,000 Venezuelans are missing. We have 164 confirmed dead at the time of recording this video, but the estimates of the end death toll range from 5,000, 10,000 to 50,000 people dead. It is absolutely just sad. Incredibly, incredibly sad. And I want to break down the U.S. response to it as well. Before we even get to the politics, before we get to Trump's odd response in his attempt to use this as an opportunity in a cynical manner, I just want to take a moment to recognize the humanitarian disaster that is currently happening in Venezuela. Of course, a trigger warning, these videos are incredibly, like, honestly, very, very hard to watch. There's nothing actual bloody in these videos, but just seeing people's homes get destroyed en masse is a very hard thing to witness. So if you want to help boost this video in the algorithm at a time when right-wing disinformation is running rampant, you can drop a like below, but let's focus on what's happening on screen now. Here's one of the first videos that went viral in the aftermath of this earthquake. I'm going to mute it for a second, but just look at the destruction of a rather beautiful country. This is absolutely insane. There was a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Then less than a minute later, before anyone had time to even get out of their buildings, a 7.5 hit the same stretch of coast. It is the most powerful earthquake to strike Venezuela in more than a century. And the last time the country was hit this hard was 1900, the year 1900. Here is yet another video. Dude, this is insane to me. A wild amount of destruction seen on camera. Again, at the time of recording this video, the death toll is 164. It is almost certain to climb, maybe climb into the thousands, hopefully not the tens of thousands, but a U.S. Geological Survey, which models these buildings, said the toll will probably end up being north of 10,000. And it happened on a public holiday. Wednesday was the anniversary of a battle in Venezuela's War of Independence. So it's all incredibly, incredibly sad and sickening. And the Trump administration response is something that I think is next level. Trump immediately responded with a very, very warm message to Venezuela, which in my opinion is overall good, right? You want the president to have a warm response. He said, "The two major earthquakes that just hit the great people of Venezuela are both massive in scale and have left a devastating number of deaths." This part is true, and I'm glad he pointed that out. He then said, "The USA stands ready, willing, and able to help. I have instructed all agencies of our government to get ready and move quickly. We will be there for our new and great friends." So as I kept reading this message, I thought it felt a little bit weird. We've had natural disasters happen domestically in blue states like California or other states with blue Democratic governors, and Trump will refuse to give aid, or he'll try to hang that aid over their head and get something from the blue states before he helps them in a humanitarian disaster. So when I read this, I immediately thought, something isn't right here. Donald Trump is not showing a genuine humanitarian concern for the people of Venezuela, the same people that he was threatening to bomb after he killed their leader. He's not showing a genuine concern to fix a country. I mean, if he cared about humanitarian aid in any regard, then USAID would still be intact. Blue states that see disasters would immediately see relief from Donald Trump, but neither of those things happened. USAID was surgically dismantled. Actually, no, not surgically. It was dismantled in a very haphazard way by Elon Musk and Donald Trump, therefore estimating 10 to 14 million deaths over the next 5 years due to that. So there are ulterior motives here at play. I'm not being cynical or trying to tear down the president. This is just the reality of the situation. I made a video earlier about how Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are trying to buy Sazan Island in Albania and doing it through corrupt means. They had the Albanian prime minister allegedly change the environmental protection laws to benefit themselves. Donald Trump reduced his tariffs on Vietnam while tariffing every other country because Vietnam gave him a golf course. He is acting in a pre-constitutional manner where he can give and receive gifts and try to manipulate other countries. This is way different than USAID, which was a genuine humanitarian effort to stop disease, starvation, and death across the world. This tweet from Donald Trump, or this Truth Social post, is pure cynical opportunism in the worst possible manner. I think it's good for the United States to help Venezuela after a catastrophe. I think it's fine. It's great, actually, but that is not exactly what is happening here. Let me reread the second part of this post, because Trump is basically using this as a very swift opportunity to move in and gain leverage with people that he's calling our friends, which 3 months ago he was calling them a crazy regime. So he said, the USA stands ready, willing, and able to help. In what other situation would Donald Trump say this about any other country unless he knew he could get something, something? He then said, I have instructed all agencies of our government to get ready and move quickly. We will be there for our new and great friends. Okay, good. Yeah, we should be there, but this is way, way deeper. When Donald Trump calls them our new and great friends, Trump doesn't give a shit about friends. He treats all of our NATO allies horribly. He does give a shit about what he can get from a country that is in need. What can he get from a country that is currently in disaster? Trump is not all of a sudden emotional about Venezuela. He is trying to make sure that he can extract something. And when I was researching this video, I began to pull up clips of Donald Trump talking about Venezuela, and it became very clear what he's actually going for. He's using this as an opportunity to dig United States claws into Venezuela and extract their oil. 5 months ago, Donald Trump was calling the Venezuelan regime a narco-dictatorship, which in some ways we can grant that. Of course, the government of Venezuela is very, very imperfect. But the same narco-dictatorship he now wants to funnel so much money into, not to just rebuild apartments, but to extract their oil and to restabilize the same regime that he was just attacking. Here is Donald Trump on stage talking about Venezuela. He's not talking about it from a humanitarian perspective. He's not talking about it because he cares about them. This is him a few days before the earthquake talking about how we can extract oil, essentially.
But we have a lot of victories. We had a great victory in Venezuela, where we're now doing really well with the government. The big companies are all in there, the oil companies, they're building rigs, and we've paid for that war many, many times over. We're running it, and again, we have a fantastic relationship with the people of Venezuela. Venezuela's become a happy country because they have never made the money that they're making now. We take some, and they take some, but I just want to thank the general for the job, Raising Cane. I liked his name right away. I had him. Raising Cane, and he says he raises Cane, and he's very quiet about it.
What are we talking about here? In this clip, he says, they take some and we take some. Emphasis on the we take some. Here's another clip.
We went into Venezuela, smart people, great people, a really strong military. We won it very quickly, and we have a fantastic, it's been a great thing for Venezuela. The people are really happy. They're dancing in the streets because they have a lot of money coming in through the big oil companies that are all moving in. I was with ExxonMobil last night. The chairman was here. And we're talking about Venezuela, along with a lot of them, Chevron. They were all here last night. They all want to go there and elsewhere.
So Trump is sitting with the presidents of ExxonMobil and Chevron 2 months ago, having a meeting about how they can maximally extract things from Venezuela. Again, I'm not trying to be like a cynical asshole here and say that Venezuela doesn't deserve humanitarian relief. Of course they do. I would love humanitarian relief to be sent to Venezuela, and I would love USAID to be restored. I think it is good for things like this to happen, but that is not exactly what Trump is doing. He has spent the past few months ranting and raving about our ability to get their oil. soil. And now he is using this situation as leverage. He is using a humanitarian disaster to, again, dig his claws deeper, and he sees a government on his knees. He wants to take this government on his knees and act like he's helping them up, but he's actually further kneecapping them in order to control the oil, the mineral rights, whatever is next on the list. The reason I wanted to make this video is because I don't want people to mistake Donald Trump's opportunism for compassion in any manner. I never thought I would be citing Chris Christie, but Chris Christie came out a few months ago and said he thinks that this Venezuela situation was a catastrophe. I'm not talking about the earthquake. I'm talking about the removal of Maduro a few months back. Maduro was a bad guy, and Trump removing him was obviously illegal and against international law, but it further destabilized the country. Take a listen.
The country in ways that it didn't need to be done that way. You know, you can remove people. Remember, he told us, we're going to remove the worst of the worst, the criminals. And that's not what he's done. He's done a lot, lot more than that. And that's why, in my opinion, things have gotten out of control. On inflation, inflation was never under control. It was never at the 2% that he promised he was going to get it to. And he said he was going to fix all that on day one. I knew that was ridiculous. But lots of voters just listen and say, okay, he said it, he's going to do it. So some of the things that you're citing as successes, I would argue to you, are not nearly the success that he makes them out to be.
Nothing would ever be, but it's more of a success than we would expect, I would say.
Well, if that's what you're willing to settle for, good for you. But I'm not. If I promise something, I'm supposed to deliver it.
Don't you see Venezuela as a huge success?
No, I don't. The fact that you have Maduro's vice president running Venezuela, a woman who participated in the very same acts that Maduro did, that's a great success?
Better than I would expect.
Oh, better than you would expect. Well, congratulations. I mean, like, you know, we have the exact same regime in place, except for Maduro. And this is Trump's problem, because he thinks a man is the problem, and it very rarely is just one person. And the system in Venezuela is still as corrupt. The people are still as downtrodden. The economy still is bad. The freedoms are still non-existent. But he's got Maduro in jail in Brooklyn. Okay. Like people say, you disagree with it? I don't disagree with it. I just say, really? That's a success?
Chris Christie, I disagree with him on almost all fundamental issues, but at the end of the day, he's telling the truth right here. Chris Christie is actually saying it rather well. And honestly, there's always something a little bit refreshing about hearing a lifelong Republican just telling it how it is. He's basically saying things that I would say. Yeah, Trump promised inflation would go down. He didn't do that. He lied to everybody. I love when I listen to Republicans and they back us up. But the reality of the situation is, just to wrap this all up, there are estimates that it's going to take 10 to 20% of Venezuela's GDP in order to rebuild. Donald Trump is, under the guise of empathy, trying to dig his fingers and his claws deeper in so we can extract more oil. It's the same type of American imperialism that we talk about on the show and that we rail against all of the time. There is a way to help other countries fight disease, fight human catastrophes, or sorry, natural disasters or things like that, without being such an opportunistic scumbag. When I look at clip after clip after clip of Donald Trump talking about this, talking about oil, bringing up ExxonMobil and Chevron, it doesn't really instill much hope in me. Let me play you this clip of a Venezuelan citizen in Caracas, you know, crying after the earthquake. She's very clearly shaken up. Obviously, like a trigger warning, this is some very traumatic stuff. It makes me very sad.
I was here when I managed to get dressed. He helped me, and all the walls were cracked. We managed to open the door however we could. There was a cloud of smoke that wouldn't let us see. And when we went downstairs, the scene was like a horror movie. We had to climb over the rubble and everything. The building superintendent with a baby and all the neighbors coming down. But from that building, I only saw that one family got out.
Bro, that makes me incredibly, incredibly sad. Please tell your loved ones that you love them. Please hug your loved ones. Disasters happen, life is scary, and people will use it for opportunity. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video. I genuinely appreciate each and every single one of you. I care about you all. See you later today, and peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.